Today is the 38th day of the scheduled 90-day legislative session. The House and Senate Finance Subcommittees have been making their way through the state budget. We decided it was a good time to touch base with our reporter in the Capitol, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
So tell us, where do things stand at this point in the session?
Like you were saying, the House Finance Subcommittees have been finishing their work. They've been meeting with officials from the Walker administration over the past month, and now they've been finalizing the budgets.
So how does the budget look?
For the share of the budget that the legislature directly controls, the House version looks to be pretty similar to the $4.5 billion that Governor Bill Walker proposed. There are some tweaks, including an additional $19 million for the University of Alaska. These budgets are headed to the entire House Finance Committee and then onto the House floor in the next week or two. Members of the Republican House minority would like to see cuts. They've been proposing cuts in committee, but the majority is not adopting many of them. Republicans have different views on how the budget process has been this year. The leader of the caucus, Anchorage Republican Charisse Millett, says the majority are handling minority amendments better than they were last year. But Eagle River Representative Laura Reinbold says she's not pleased with the process.
Andrew, you've been talking about the House. What's happening in the Senate? What's going on there?
The Senate Finance Committee also has been meeting, and cuts are more likely to be occurring on the Senate side. We shouldn't expect to see cuts on the scale that the Senate talked about last year when they were talking about $750 million being cut over 3 years. This year, the Senate majority says they'd like to see cuts, but they are not talking about cuts on the scale of what they said last year.
Well, if there aren't going to be those deep cuts, does that mean that the legislature is likely able to get out of Juneau in the scheduled 90 days?
Maybe, or maybe not. Even if they reach an agreement on how much to spend, the question of where the money is going to come from is not answered yet. There's probably no option but to draw from permanent fund earnings for a purpose other than dividends for the first time in Alaska's history. But how much to draw from the earnings, and maybe more important than that, whether the draw will be the result of a fiscal plan, is very much still to be determined. That issue could push the session beyond the 90 days set by state law, and it may be a challenge to get done in the 121-day session set by the Alaska State Constitution. I'm aiming to report more on this debate tomorrow.
All right, well, that's good. We'll look forward to hearing more about that and understanding it more. But Andrew, beyond the legislative work, what else is happening in the Capitol in Juneau?
I wanted to get back to something that happened here last week that I didn't get a chance to report on, which is the House Finance Committee room was renamed for former House and Senate member Al Adams, who represented North Slope and Northwest Arctic boroughs for 20 years. It was a chance for lawmakers and state officials to recall a member and a time when people worked across party lines. Here's former Representative Reggie Jewell talking about something Adams told a crowd in Kivalina who were unhappy with Republican lawmakers who accompanied the Democrat Adams on a trip there.
He said, "It's true. We don't always get along. But at the end of the day, we'll eat and maybe drink a beer. We're friends, even though we might be political opposites." And that gymnasium in community in Kivalina changed. Just like that.
While Adams died 6 years ago, Adams' family and lawmakers who knew him said they felt his continuing presence in the state and that he would live on in the Capitol.
Sounds like it was a very nice honoring. Thanks so much for bringing that into the conversation today, Andrew.
You're welcome, Lori. Thank you.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reporting from Juneau.